The People's Progressive Party has received its provisional certificate from the Electoral Commission to run as a party. It says with the certificate in hand, it is opening nominations for interested persons to contest as members of parliament from today. It will also go for Congress on the 26th of this month. The spokesperson for Dr. Parkwesi Ndum, Richmond Kilson, in an interview with Radio Ghana said the party is happy that the EC has now granted it the permit to run as a party. He disclosed that many people have expressed interest to contest parliamentary elections on the ticket of the PPP. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
We had our provisional certificate this morning, and I guess we are very much happy about it. That is what we were really yearning for. And so I can confirm it, that it's been given to us this morning.
After taking the certificate, what's the next step?
The issuance of a certificate really stalled our activities for some time. You know, right after we really announced the formation of the political party, it just took us a week to really put down the structure. But then you have to stop it because it really was against the electoral laws. And so now that you've had a provisional certificate, what that means is that the party is going to be very visible. All our branded cars are going to be displayed and run throughout the country, the regions, the districts, the constituencies, and electoral areas. And so we are likely to have our posters, the banners, and all the paraphernalia that will really convince people that indeed this is a party that has really come to stay. And also, right from today, the floodgate is open for people who really want to run on the ticket of the party to parliament. What that means is that we've also opened nomination for parliamentary candidates right from today till the end of March. And also, it also offers us the leeway or the opportunity to really prepare seriously and adequately for our Congress on the 25th of this month.
Is anyone going to contest Dr. Parkwesi Ndum, or he's standing alone?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's open. So anybody who thinks he has the capacity, he has the wherewithal to really stand for the parties, either the party's presidential or parliamentary candidates, can do that. So it's open to all. And if you really you think you qualify, you have the capacity to run. Okay, any other individual, be it a woman or a man, who decide to run as a presidential candidate, as a parliamentary candidate, I think we are not barring anybody from doing that.
But have you had people expressing interest in filing nominations for parliamentary?
You'd be amazed that people who really want to run on the ticket of the party. Let us just wait, and I'm sure if everything settles down, we're going to put down their names into the public domain for everybody to know that these are the people who are going to run on the party's ticket to parliament or to the castle. So for now, till the next week, we surely will put that message out there for their names to know that this is what exactly the caliber of people that we've had to run on the party's ticket.
With this new development, is indicative that PPP is here to stay.
That is what we've told the Ghanaian people. I guess there were some skepticism. People did not really believe in our capabilities. We don't want to really, you know, as it is, we just want our actions, what we do, what indeed our projections, everything to speak for itself.
Spokesperson for Dr. Parkwesi Ndum, Richmond Kilson, talking to Gloria Anderson.